We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's Marty Griffin, County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Good to be with you.
Hey, Fitz, I don't know. I know you're busy all the time. If you're following this, police, I saw this video like 4 this morning, and police just released some pictures. Looks like a couple young guys, I'd say late teens, early 20s. One of them wears this big Confederate flag shirt, and then they're spraying the Black Lives Matter mural downtown under the Fort Duquesne Bridge with paintballs. I'm not asking you to describe them as criminals or anything, but what I'm suggesting is this is what we have discussed a lot, is the great divide in America. This will do nothing but incite folks and create anger, will it not, sir?
Absolutely, and I haven't seen it, so I can't comment specifically, but you're exactly right. The extremists on both sides, from the far right or the far left, that engage in violence, that engage in destruction, that engage in vandalism, property destruction, you name it. First of all, they do nothing for their cause. If they're thinking that they're going to influence public opinion or for a candidate or one way or the other, it doesn't do any good. I mean, it really doesn't. And it's so counterproductive in many ways. And all it does is infuriate people, and people that are in the middle, and drive them into one and drive them further apart and divide this country.
And again, I am not asking you to speak for the mayor, but there's a meme, Fitz, about a rally tonight, a demonstration tonight, protest tonight, whatever you want to call it. And his face is front and center. They've got a 666 on his forehead and a tongue coming out of his mouth. And again, you're attacking what would be best described as a liberal, as an advocate for the protesters. But it's what you just said. It's on both sides of this anger, is it not, sir?
There is. And you know, whether you agree with the president or
right.
the governor or
right.
the mayor or the county executive, okay, you know, you vote, even, you know, have a First Amendment right to speak out and protest in the public square, whatever it might be. But you do. You have this extremism on both sides. And you're right. A lot of the folks that are progressive or liberal, whatever you want to call them, that are against a very progressive and liberal mayor makes no sense.
Right.
By the same token, so last night in Ohio, you know, you have a governor, a Republican governor,
right.
who, quite frankly, has done a pretty responsible job
yes.
with respect to COVID.
Yes.
And you've got people in the president's camp who are mad that he hasn't been denouncing masks or denouncing
right.
other side and want to turn on him. So people that actually turn on their own party's ideas because it doesn't go far enough for their means.
Man, it's frustrating when you don't know whose side anyone's on. I got to ask you about this rally, and I know we've covered this ground, but the governor was on this morning suggesting that why do we care about limits on folks at football games? I'm not dragging you into that, but what I am saying is, could you not, as the county executive, tell county police at the entrance of the airport tonight, where they're going to have this rally of probably 20,000 people, we'll be there, a couple thousand in the actual hangar, at 250 people, everybody else goes home. Could you not do that, sir?
I'm not sure if we could, to be honest with you, but quite frankly, we've seen this president all over the country. He was in Ohio last night, Wisconsin the other night, North Carolina the night before. I really wish that what he would do with his leadership is convince his folks number one, to at least wear a mask.
Not happening.
You know, if you're not going to have the 250, you're going to have more people want to be there. And I'm so proud that Vice President Biden hasn't gone down that road and has been responsible. Look, I got to tell you, I was always excited that we in Pennsylvania, particularly in Western Pennsylvania, have been such a battleground state.
True.
So whether it was Romney and McCain or Obama or Clinton or whoever it might be, it's exciting. I wouldn't want to be Mississippi or California where they don't get presidential visits because everybody knows which way those states are going to go. So for Pennsylvania for the last 20 years, we have had the candidates come. But this year is one of those years I probably wish that wouldn't be the case because we've done such a good job with our numbers in COVID that having a super spreader event in which you're going to have tens of thousands of people show up tonight, listen to this president and not wear their masks, make fun of people who do wear masks, it's not going to be good for this region.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, could they not argue, because we had a state leader on Republican this morning, West Moco, Accella Hospitals, three hospitals, one COVID case, nothing, 3 weeks, Fitz, from the rally Trump had there with 20,000 people, not one case reported out of that rally yet. Couldn't they argue that it's inconsequential? It doesn't matter if 20,000 show up. They're not going to get sick. And then they could say, you don't have any cases in West Moco.
They would be arguing against science.
Yeah.
So we will see what happens. I mean, look, we have 200,000 Americans who have lost their lives during this pandemic, over 8,000 Pennsylvanians. So we know how it spreads. Science knows, whether it's the CDC, the NIH, all of our medical experts will tell you that if you are in close proximity without a mask for an extended period of time, your chances of contracting COVID go up exponentially. The best way to prevent it is to wear your mask, be socially distant, and not be around people that for a long period of time. So you could always find, it almost reminds me of the someone who says, yeah, my grandfather, he smoked for 40 years and he lived to be 90 years old. You could always find an exception, but that doesn't mean you want to go against science.
Rich Fitzgerald, I'll ask you again. So put your foot down, man. Put the county police, it's your police department, put them at the entrance to the airport and say the limit's 250 people. Stick by the governor's rules. Why won't anybody take this on with regard to these big events? Why do we just look the other way, sir? Why?
It's not so much about looking the other way. It's really, I mean, look, you know that the president's going to be able to do what he wants. He doesn't follow laws. He doesn't follow subpoenas in court orders.
Yeah, but you can do what
like
you
that.
Want. That's your airport, man. You can stop them at the gate and say, 250 people, done.
It's also a federal FAA controlled, so, you know, you could make the argument on both ways. I hear what you're saying. I get you, but, you know, again, he's been doing it in state after state after state.
Yep.
He just, you know, this guy makes up his own rules and tries to make up his own science. Again, he could very much act responsibly, at least tell people, hey, you know, wear your mask, spread out a little bit. I was at an event the other day, a rally of sorts out in Moon Township that was out on a very big lawn. Every single person there was wearing a mask, 500 people all spread out.
Uh-huh.
It can be done,
but
you have to have the leadership. And again, these people believe just about anything that he says. He should be telling them good scientific evidence with Fauci, with Birx, what his doctors say. And I wish he would do that when he comes to our community.
It's actually fascinating. There's a guy named Dan, very successful business owner. He calls all the time, and I love him. He's a Republican. He stayed open when he was ordered to shut down. And he says, because he's at these rallies, when Trump comes out on stage, everybody pulls down their masks. It's a reflex action. Reflex action, sir. It's amazing. And it's sad, Fitz, that in our lifetimes, you're now characterized as a coward if you wear a mask at a Trump event. It's amazing, sir. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
It really is, again, because we know, we've seen the evidence. And again, 200,000 of our fellow Americans who have contracted this disease are no longer with us. So we know that number is going to continue to grow. Look, we only have 4% of the world's population, but we have over 20% of the world's deaths with respect to COVID. I think that lands in right in the White House's desk if they had handled it. If he had believed himself what he told Bob Woodward back in February, knowing how dangerous this virus is, that he could have handled it much differently, and I wish he would have.
Interesting times. Thanks, my friend. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow, Marty. Thanks. Mm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.